This is the Indiana Soccer Network Around the State Daily Update. Here's your host, Dustin Fuller.
Good Thursday and welcome to the Indiana Soccer Network Daily Update. I'm Dustin Fuller. Hopefully you're having a great day so far. It's time now to check and see what is going on in the world of soccer.
High school girls.
Starting off in Class 1A, Evansville Christian gives South Knox their first loss of the girls' soccer season as the number 6 Eagles knock off number 20 in 1A, South Knox 3-2. For the Eagles, goals came from Ella Schroeder, Hallie Peter, and Madeline Ferguson. And for the Spartans, they saw goals from Azaria Easley and Calissa Lavely. Evansville Christian's Abigail Beeler and South Knox's Layla Thomas each had 10 saves in the matchup. Knightstown blanks Providence Christo Ray 5-0 on the pitch. For the 2-0 Panthers, they received a 2-goal effort from Emmeline McAllister. Panthers also received goals from Addison Dyer, Amelia Likens, and Bridget Underwood. The loss drops Providence Christo Ray to 0-3. Class 3A number 10 Lawrenceburg shuts out Switzerland County 1-0 in girls soccer action. For the Tigers, their lone goal came from Corey Abbott on an assist from Carly Abbott. Pacers put up just 3 shots in the effort. Lawrenceburg is now 4-0 on the season. Class 1A number 10 Bremen improves to 3-0-1 on the season with a 2-1 victory over Culver. For Bremen, both goals came from Kate Kincaid in the 18th and 56th minutes. For Culver, their lone goal scored by Alexis Gasanovas in the 31st minute, lost since Culver to 3-1 on the season. In other girls' soccer action around the state that we have information for from Wednesday, it was Hammond Central over Westville 3-1. South Spencer blanks Boonville in PAC action 4-0. New Palestine over Shelbyville 2-1. Crawfordsville all over Frankfort 7-1. Eastern and Peru play to a 3-3 draw. Northview and West Vigo play to a 0-0 draw. West Vigo takes that in PKs. Knightstown, as mentioned, over Providence Christo Rey 5-0. Noblesville over Avon 5-0. McCutcheon over Lafayette Central Catholic 3-0. Franklin Community all over Decatur Central 8-0. Oak Hill blanks Blackford 6-0. Triton Central defeats Beech Grove 3-2. New Albany all over Charlestown 12-0. South Ripley and Hauser play to a 0-0 draw. Columbus North wins the Battle of Columbus as they knock off Columbus East 9-0. Sullivan over Owen Valley 7-0. Park Tudor over Bethesda Christian 7-0. Bremen over Culver Community 2-1. North Central of Indianapolis blanks Pike 7-0. South Bend Adams over Elkhart 7-1. Hamilton Southeastern over Brownsburg 5-0. And Zionsville over Fishers, final count 2-1. Taking a look at boys soccer action that took place on Wednesday.
High school boys.
Number four in Class 1A, Shaw Memorial makes it a 5-0 start to their season. They knock off South Ripley 3-1. For the Hilltoppers, pair goals came from Hugo Rodriguez, while their other goal came from Martin Ochoa Gomez. In Class 2A, number 7 Fort Wayne Bishop Lures hands Woodland their first defeat of the season as the Knights defeat the Warriors 2-1. For Lures, Christian Mendoza and Marlon Monterizzo found the back of the net. Jaden Medina found the ball 5 times, keeping it out of the net for the Knights. Tipton improves to 3-0 on the season, a 3-0 victory over Western. Blue Devils saw a pair of goals from Quinn Smith in the contest, as well as another goal from Oliver Stewart. Grant Robinson made 3 saves in the win for the Blue Devils. Other boys soccer action that took place on Wednesday. Boonville over South Spencer 5-1. Valparaiso over LaPorte 4-1. It was Shaw Memorial over South Ripley 3-1. Portage and Maryville, a 2-2 draw. Chesterton blanks Michigan City 9-0. Princeton all over Mount Carmel of Illinois 11-0. Eastern Green blanks Bloomfield 8-0. Couple hat tricks there for the Thunderbirds in that contest. Tifton over Western 3-0. Sullivan over West Vigo 5-0. West Lafayette over Twin Lakes 8-2. Clarksville over North Harrison 2-1. Shoals defeats North Knox 7-0. Washington all over Pike Central had a PAC matchup 9-0. Providence and Floyd Central play to a 1-1 draw. Norwell falling to Leo. Leo 5, Norwell nothing. And Evansville Modern Day and South Knox play to a 2-2 draw.
College men.
We start in Columbus, where IU Columbus opened their season with a 1-0 victory over Governor State at Nexus Park. Crimson Pride found the only goal they needed at the 23:57 mark of the first half, as Marui Exos scored the goal, with Michael Mamadi picking up the assists. IU Columbus made that advantage hold up for more than 66 minutes. Goalkeeper Jordan Jones played all 90 minutes and turned away 4 shots to record the clean sheet. Governor State finishes with an 11-4 advantage in total shots, but IU Columbus put 3 of their 4 attempts on frame, making it an early lead for them at 1-0 just in the 24th minute, making that stand the rest of the way. One of Wednesday's biggest offensive performances came from Marion University, as the Knights went on the road and rolled past Brescia 8-1 in Owensboro. Individual performance of the night belonged to Marion's Gustavo Nunez, who exploded for career-high 5 goals. That's right, 5 goals for Nunez, as Marion's offense put 8 on the board. Wednesday was also a historic night of soccer in Fort Wayne, as the University of St. Francis and Indiana Tech men's programs met as part of the first night of college soccer at Ruhoff Mortgage Stadium. It's the new home of Fort Wayne FC. The match was part of the inaugural PSM X1 soccer series, with the St. Francis Indiana Tech men's matchup scheduled as the nightcap. Indiana Tech shut out St. Francis 1-0. Lone goal came from Philip Maximovic in the 67th minute of action on an assist from Zach L. Hanek. The Indiana Tech squad dominated the matchup, outshooting St. Francis 12-2 and having 4 corner opportunities.
College women.
In Cincinnati, Indiana University's late comeback came up just short as Xavier defeated the Hoosiers 3-2. Xavier jumped on Indiana almost immediately as Peyton Coles capitalized on a loose ball in the 6th minute to put the Musketeers up 1-0. Then in the 18th minute, Brooklyn O'Brien doubled Xavier's advantage, scoring off an assist from Maria Tapia. Indiana went at halftime trailing 2-0. Xavier added what ultimately proved to be the game winner in the 55th minute when Sarah Parker headed home across from Coles. That gave X a commanding 3-0 advantage. But Indiana did not go away lightly, as Maggie Ledwith eventually got the Hoosiers on the board, finishing a chance created by Amaya Falazario. No, and IU made things interesting in the closing seconds. With 25 seconds remaining, Kennedy Neighbors found the back of the net to make it 3-2. Not enough time, however, for the Hoosiers, as they fall in their matchup to Xavier on the road. In Winona Lake, Grace College remained perfect, a 6-0 victory over Indiana Tech. And it was a little unusual, as Grace scored all 6 of their goals in the second half. The breakthrough came a minute 53 after halftime. At the 46:53 mark, Nora Pollock put Grace ahead, assisted by Abby Hunkin and Hannah Medlin. Less than a minute later, Grace struck again at the 47:51 mark, as Riley Burns made it 2-0 off an assist from Anika Finch. Grace wasn't finished there. At 52:22, Finch went from provider to score, as she made it 3-0 with an assist credited to Nora Pollock and Abby Hunkin. At 58:17, Audrey Abel scored an unassisted goal to stretch the lead to 4. At 74:41, Feline Abo scored Grayson's fifth goal, assisted by Sydney Millen. And finally, at 87-20, Rosalie Goforer finished the scoring for Grace, as Grace picked up the win in this one. By the way, that goal assisted by Cindy Millen, and at 87-20, actually check that, at the 87-20 mark, that goal assisted by Liana Ortel, as Grace shut out Indiana Tech 26-4, or outshot them 26-4, including 15-1 shots on goal. Goalkeeper Ivy Klein made a save in the shutout. Despite allowing six goals, Indiana Tech keeper Madison Strain recorded 9 saves. Grace now 3-0 on the season, while Indiana Tech slips to 0-3. IU Columbus women and Georgetown College played to a 0-0 draw Wednesday night at the Circle K Fieldhouse in Nexus Park. Neither side able to find the breakthrough, as IU Columbus picked up the result in its second match of the season. We will preview what's ahead for high school boys and girls soccer, as well as what's on tap for college tonight. This is the Indiana Soccer Network Daily Recap. Are you looking for a career where every day is different? Illin Media is looking for an outgoing, motivated marketing representative to help local businesses grow through radio, digital marketing, social media, podcasts, and more. If you enjoy meeting with people, building relationships, and making a difference in your community, we want to hear from you. Email me, dustin.fuller@myillinmedia.com. If you've got sales or marketing experience, that's a plus, but we're willing to train you as well. Illin Media and Entertainment is an equal opportunity employer. Welcome back to the Indiana Soccer Network Daily Update. Time now to preview what is on tap for this Thursday, August 27th. LaVille is at Westville in girls soccer action. Argos at Morgan Township. Heritage Hills at Southridge. Crystal House is at Indianapolis Christmas Addicts. Culver Community at DeMont Christian. Milan at Shaw Memorial. Anderson Prep at Wampahani. Muncie Burris at Richmond. Greenwood Christian Academy at Indianapolis Cecina. Rensselaer Central at Hebron. Indianapolis Arsenal Tech at Indianapolis Washington. Iliana Christian at Griffith. East Chicago Central at Hammond Morton. Mississinawa at Marion. Counts at LaPorte. Wheeler at Hammond Bishop Knoll. Lebanon at Lafayette Jefferson. Alexandria Monroe at Sheridan. Northview at Southmont, Eastbrook at Elwood, New Haven at DeKalb, South Dearborn at East Central, Westview at Garrett, Western Boone at Tri-West Hendricks, White River Valley at Bedford North Lawrence, Edgewood at Terre Haute North, Bar Reeve at Vincennes Reveille, Covington at South Vermilion, Cascade at Monrovia, Northeast Dubois at Washington Catholic, Central Noble at Lakeland, Woodland at South Adams, Forest Park at Princeton, Southern Wells at Fort Wayne Wayne, Marquette Catholic at Boone Grove, Tri-Central at Maconaquah, Benton Central at Logansport, Cordon Central at Jeffersonville, Rossville at Faith Christian, Warren Central at Lawrence North, Anderson at Delta, Austin at Silver Creek, Newcastle at LaPel, Manchester at Oak Hill, Peru at Wabash, Fort Wayne Bishop Dwinger at Fort Wayne Bishop Lures, Southport at Perry Meridian, Madison at Charlestown, Taylor at North White, Jay County at Coldwater, Covenant Christian at Indianapolis Lutheran, Jimtown at Trinity Academy, Wawasee at North Miami, North Knox at Pine Central, McCutcheon at West Lafayette, Heron at Indianapolis Shortridge, Greensburg at Batesville, East Noble at Huntington North, Floyd Central at Jennings County, Portage at Munster, Plymouth Community at Culver Academy, Harrison at Brebeuf Jesuit, Northwestern at Kokomo, South Bend, St. Joseph at Penn. Belmont at Columbia City. Franklin Central at Ben Davis. Angola at Heritage. Crown Point at Lake Central. Hanover Central at Andrean. Muncie Central at Yorktown. Northwood at Warsaw. South Bend Riley at Mishawaka Marion. Kankakee Valley at Highland. Castle at Evansville Central. Evansville Memorial, Jasper. And West Noble at Fort Wayne Southside. Busy night on the boys' side as well. Culver Community is at Oregon Davis. Rossville at Faith Christian. Wood Memorial at Gibson Southern in a battle of Gibson County squads. Kip Legacy at Horizon Christian. Mishawaka Marion at Trinity Greenlawn. North White at Lafayette Central Catholic. Boone Grove at Washington Township. Mishawaka at Buchanan. Rochester at Lakeland Christian Academy. Cecina at Greenwood Christian. Anderson Prep at Wapahani. Indianapolis Lutheran at Covenant Christian. La Lumiere at Marquette Catholic. Indy Genesis Homeschool at Cross Point Christian Academy. Sheridan at International. Daleville at Alexandria Monroe. Evansville Rides at Evansville Christian. Greencastle at Cascade. DeKalb at New Haven. Valen Leadership Academy at Riverside. Indianapolis Shortridge at Bethesda Christian. Southwestern of Shelby at Brown County. Portage at Munster. Prairie Heights in Angola. Logansport at Benton Central. South Spencer at North Posey. Castle at Evansville Central. Lanesville at Scottsburg. Monrovia at Indian Creek. Southmont at Crawfordsville. North Montgomery at Frankfort. Owen Valley at Lighthouse Christian Academy. Bedford North Lawrence at Bar Reeve. Garrett at Heritage. Knightstown at Providence Cristo Rey. Seton Catholic at University. Wabash at Manchester. Terre Haute North at Avon. North Knox at West Vigo. South Bend Riley at Glen. Southridge at Washington. Beech Grove at Triton Central. East Central at South Dearborn in the Battle of Dearborn County Schools. Oldenburg Academy at Union County. Carroll at Tri-Central. Tippecanoe Valley at Caston. Clarksville at Rock Creek Academy. Franklin Community at Decatur Central. Twin Valley South at Union City. Indiana Math and Science Academy North at Central Christian Academy. Vincennes Reveille at Mitchell. Columbia City at Belmont. Evansville Modern Day at Heritage Hills. Salem at Henryville. Taylor at Blackford. Jasper at Evansville Harrison. The Battle of Columbus. It's Columbus East at Columbus North. Penn at Concord. Hammond Central at Hast. Carroll at Fort Wayne Blackhawk Christian. Milan at Southwestern of Hanover. McCutcheon at Lebanon. Wheeler at Hammond Bishop Knoll. Fort Wayne Southside at Homestead. Mississinewa at Marion. Pendleton Heights at Hamilton Southeastern. Indianapolis Bishop Chittard at Heron. Lawrence North at Warren Central. Martinsville at Plainfield. Mishawaka Marion at Trinity Academy. Ben Davis at Center Grove. Garrett Catholic at Westfield. Carmel at Cathedral. East Chicago Central at Hammond Morton. Fort Wayne Wayne at Fort Wayne Northrop. Muncie Central at Rushville. Crystal House at Indianapolis Crispus Attucks. Speedway at Greenwood. Warsaw at Plymouth. Leo at Fort Wayne Concordia Lutheran. Eastbrook at Elwood. Park Tudor at Roncalli. Newcastle at Hamilton Heights. Pike at North Central of Indianapolis. Shoals at Edgewood. Central Noble at Lakeland. Huntington North at East Noble. Crystal House at Crispus Attucks. Northridge at Northwood. Culver Academy at Wawasee. Mooresville at Danville. Brownsburg at Harrison. Winamac at Argos. Arsenal Tech at Indianapolis, Washington. Northeast Dubois at Washington Catholic. Batesville at Lawrenceburg. Yorktown at Greenfield Central. Delta at Jay County. Whiteland at Bloomington North. Heritage Christian at Cardinal Ritter. New Palestine at Franklin Central. Fishers at Mount Vernon of Fortville. Evansville Memorial at Madisonville, North Hopkins, Kentucky. Southport at Perry Meridian. Fort Wayne Bishop Lures at Fort Wayne Bishop Dwinger. And Tinley at Horizon Christian. Moving on to college soccer action. In college men's soccer, Butler visits number 14 Indiana at 8 this evening at Bill Armstrong Stadium in Bloomington. And the Hoosiers have been outstanding through the opening week. Indiana 2-0 in season, both victories at home. Hoosiers opened the season with a 3-1 win over Notre Dame, followed by Sunday night's 3-0 shutout over Evansville. 6-1 scoring so far on the season in their two matches. Now Butler comes to town as their third in-state opponent. Butler heads south from Indianapolis looking for a signature win in the Ian Sarachan era, as Butler opened the season with a 2-0 loss to Northern Illinois before returning home against Bradley. Regardless of the record, there's always a little extra attached when two Indiana Division I programs get together. Big East and Big Ten, Butler and Indiana, under the lights in B-Town, 8 o'clock tonight. You can catch that on BTN+. Before that one gets underway, in Division II action, UND Greyhounds kick off their season against number 21 Cedarville at 7 o'clock. That's not an easy assignment on opening night, as Cedarville enters the season ranked 21st nationally in the United Soccer Coaches Division II preseason poll. Yellow Jackets were also picked second in the Great Midwest Athletic Conference preseason poll, receiving 5 first-place votes. For UND, this means Greyhounds get an immediate measuring stick matchup, as it is UND at number 21 Cedarville, 7 o'clock this evening at Cedarville. In the NAIA, 4:30 this afternoon, 22 Grace faces number 4 Cumberland as the Lancers head to Kentucky for what should be one of the better NAIA matchups involving an Indiana program today. Grace started their season with a 3-0 victory over Northwestern Ohio before facing St. Xavier over the weekend, as now the competition takes another jump as number 22 Grace faces number 4 Cumberland. That is at 4:30 this afternoon. At 7 tonight, number 13 Bethel heads to Ohio for the Red Storm Classic as the Pilots will face University of Rio Grande. Bethel still searching for their first win after a difficult opening week. Pilots fell 2-0 to number 6 Indiana Tech in their opener before playing the Governors to a 1-1 draw. Let Governor's State make that. But the Governor's State matchup showed just how Bethel might be trying to break through. Pilots outshot Governor's State 21-3, but couldn't find the second goal. And tonight brings another opportunity as Bethel is at Rio Grande. Number 13 Bethel at Rio Grande, 7 o'clock in Ohio. Taking a look at women's soccer action for today. The afternoon action begins in Indiana State when the Sycamores travel over to Charleston to take on Eastern Illinois. That's a 2 o'clock Eastern, 1 o'clock Central kick. Indiana State 4-1 on the young season as Sycamores have put together some impressive offensive performances early. Indiana State rolled past St. Mary of the Woods and followed that with a 5-1 win over Chicago State on Saturday. And now the Sycamores hit the road looking to keep the momentum going. Indiana State at Eastern Illinois, 2 o'clock Eastern this afternoon. At 6 this evening, big NAIA matchup in Marion as Indiana Wesleyan hosts number 20 Science and Arts of Oklahoma. And the Wildcats have been dominant through their first two matches. Indiana Wesleyan opened their year with a 3-0 win on the road at Northwestern Ohio. Then the Wildcats came home and blanked St. Xavier 4-0. 2 games and 2 wins, 7 goals scored and 0 allowed. Now the difficulty level rises a bit for Indiana Wesleyan as Indiana Wesleyan hosts number 20, Science and Arts of Oklahoma. That is a 6 o'clock start tonight in Marion. Also at 6, in Division 1 action in Evansville, Lindenwood visits the Evansville Purple Aces as Evansville gets the home pitch for this non-conference tilt as they continue their early season schedule. Lindenwood at Evansville, 6 o'clock tonight. That match available on ESPN+. At 7 tonight, it is all Division 1 matchup in West Lafayette where Ball State visits Purdue at Folk Field. The Boilermakers are 3-0-1 on the season. After the 1-1 draw against Evansville, Purdue has won 3 states, including matchup 7-1 over Purdue-Fort Wayne, 7-0 over Chicago State, and 8-0 over Eastern Illinois on Sunday. That means Purdue has scored 22 goals in their last 3 matchups while giving up just 1 goal. Now Ball State gets the challenge of trying to slow down that attack as the Cardinals are coming off a 2-0 loss at Western Kentucky. Before that, Ball State played Butler to a 1-1 draw. So it's a big matchup opportunity for the Cardinals on the road at Purdue. That's a 7 o'clock kickoff at Folk Field in West Lafayette. And that is your preview for today. Hopefully you get a chance to get out to a soccer matchup this evening. And if not, we'll have the recap for you tomorrow morning here on the Indiana Soccer Network Daily Update. I'm Dustin Fuller saying thank you for joining us and have a good Thursday.
Join us Monday through Saturday for daily updates on what's going on throughout the state of Indiana on the pitch. This is Indiana Soccer Network.